Have you ever felt the weight of being labeled all over the place because of your many passions? If so, let me ask you this. Are you ready to break free from the shackles of societal norms and boldly showcase your ability to innovate and turn vision into reality? Can you imagine aligning your passions, purpose, and profession without compromise? Well, you're not alone, and you're in the right place. I get it because I am you. I'm Jatia Jones of Jatia Jones Consulting, and I've walked the path of a multi-passionate. Welcome to the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. Join me for inspiring conversations with multi-passionate CEOs who've turned their diverse passions into a force for change. We dive deep into our collective experiences, sharing invaluable lessons, and providing you with a strategic roadmap to manifest the life and business of your wildest dreams. This isn't just a podcast, it's a movement. And I'm not just your podcast host. I'm your partner in this dynamic journey. You, me, and the incredible community of multi-passionates. Get ready to unlock the confidence, courage, and clarity to help you become the world-changing multi-passionate CEO you were destined to be. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another edition of the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast with me, Jatia Jones. This week is going to be short, sweet, and to the point. I really wanted to share with you some of the things I had to unlearn and relearn. So for me personally, which I do see in a lot of my clients, but not all, because we are passionate, we are driven by that. We're thrived and pushed and motivated by the passion, the impact, the change. And for whatever reason, other parts of my brain just stop working. So what I mean by that is, like, I always knew how to hustle. But one of my superpowers also was figuring stuff out. So an alternative method, an unorthodox, non-traditional method or way of doing things was like what my brain would go to, right? It's like the easiest and the fastest way to yes or success, right? So it wasn't always, you know, what I was taught, so to speak. However, when it came to making my dreams come true or the things I was passionate in, my brain seemed to just not function in that manner. And it took me years to figure out that it was fear blocking my mental capacity. If you go back to old seasons, I have to see what season it was and I'll link it in the show notes. But I interviewed Nicole Rohn, and she is the capacity queen. And she did a workshop at one of my conferences back in the day. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I have capacity, you know, because surviving had been normalized for so long for me. Like, I tell people I was born into survival mode, right? And so I knew how to do something in exchange for money or in exchange for anything, honestly, like, because of the environment that I grew up in, exchange, transactional, was a way of life, whether that was love, acceptance, money, time, it was transactional for the most part. And so you knew how to show up for people to get something in exchange. You knew how to work or hustle to get something in exchange. And thinking outside the box wasn't the knee-jerk thing, right? So I've also shared in past episodes about my experience when it came to, oh, we need money, so what do? Most of us go back and get a degree. I went and got a skill set. So I'm a certified bartender. I'm a certified nail tech. I'm a graphic designer. I know how to do personal custom gifts and prints and screen prints and all the things. Like, I have a host of skill sets because what do you do when you need, you go and you figure it out. You learn something because we're in a society that's taught you learn something and then you go, right? And so my skill set is like dangerous, even though most people don't know the depth and plethora of my arsenal. They don't, because I'm known for X, Y, and Z, or society tries to put you in a box. And so I allow myself to be placed in a box because that was easy. It was accepted. I didn't have to try to explain the 150 million different things that made me so dangerous when it came to business or strategy or communication specifically, right? And so when it came time to apply these skill sets in a way that made money in a non-traditional or unorthodox format, my brain did not have the capacity. It could only rationalize, organize, and process old information, what I was taught, right? Because it was so strained and stressed on the what ifs if I didn't make the money and all the negatives, right? So whether it was conscious or not, because honestly, a lot of it was subconscious, it was my body in autopilot trying to keep me safe and say, hey, that stuff you talking about doing over there does not sound safe. That stepping outside of the box does not sound safe. That not working so hard in exchange for it does not sound safe. We know that works. We know when you work hard, you'll get this back in exchange. We know when you show up for people this way, you'll get that thing back in exchange. The sunlight's killing me. But forcing myself to unlearn, to relearn, because I was like, that can only get me to where it's got me. It can't take me to my next. And I knew that I was destined for more. I knew that the ideas and methodologies that I wanted to implement were different, but could work. I knew that they were outside of the box, and some people would think I was absolutely insane, but I knew even before testing them that they could work. Like, it was, I knew it was a thing, you know? But I couldn't get them off the ground because my body kept reverting back to what was safe. My mental capacity was not able to process. Like, my hard drive only has so much room. And when the doubt and the fear and the whispers of society or family or cultural whatevers entered that hard drive and took up space, I could not process something very easy that I knew could work to get me to the next. I couldn't process how to make money or how to pitch myself or how to speak and vocalize in a manner that was comprehensive to others, the simplest of things, because my hard drive was clogged with other stuff, the noise of outside. And I didn't realize that at first. It took me a really long time to really comprehend that, right? Duh, because I didn't have any capacity to do so. And I learned this from Nicole, y'all. So she was asking questions in the workshop. I was like, oh, I'm good. Oh, I'm good. Oh, I'm good. And then I was like, wait, no, I'm not. Wait, no, I'm not. And wait, no, I'm not. And so our whole episode on clarity breeds capacity, yo, it is so real. But that also prevented me from learning the things that I needed to learn to do the things that I needed to do to get to the next. And you know, people are always like, oh, ask me questions. If you sometimes you don't even know what to ask because you just don't know. You don't know what you don't know. And then came the shame of, well, you should know this. Like, you've been able to be successful at X, Y, and Z, and you've had this corporate job and da 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 da. But the other aha moment with that was when you go into a 9 to 5, anybody's job, you're told what to do. And we know how to follow instructions to the T. We know how to show up in exchange, right? And because we're good, just naturally good at a lot of things we do, we're great at doing a job. But when it comes to you creating that job description for self, when it comes to you creating the KPIs and measurements of success for self or for something that you're creating, all knowledge and common sense goes out the window. It's like, wait, what? How? Duh, I don't know how to do this, right? And so there's shame in saying, I don't know how to pitch myself, because you know that you know that you know that the answer they're about to give you is something so simple, and you're going to be like, duh, I knew that. And I want to stop now and really take a moment to say, you're not alone in this. I understand the shame. Many of us do. And many of us don't share that part of the journey, because at every level, there's a gap. There's a knowledge gap there, because we're good at a lot, but we're not good at everything. And until you're able to admit, I don't know, and I don't know what to ask for, you're gonna stay at this level. You'll never ever excel to the next. So pride, ego, and shame has to go. And it's hard, because if you're anything like me, you're taught those are all weaknesses, and you are taking off all the armor and making yourself a target. But this is also where it comes into discernment and discerning who and what and when to do that, right? But once I did that, I was able to unlearn the conditioning of society, of family, cultural norms, systemic systems, and really ask questions like, okay, yeah, these are rules, right? You got to work hard. We have to work twice as hard. All that, but who says and who made up these rules, and why are they applicable to me? And do they really truly serve me? And questioning the system and choosing to bucket in some areas. And then make up my own rules. Because if you guys have been with me along this journey for a while, or been a client or worked with me in some type of capacity, you know one of the questions I'm going to ask you is, what's your definition of success in general, but specifically, like day to day, task to task, goal to goal? They're all going to have different definitions of success. And not the outside noise of people saying success is the six figures and the cars and the house and the dogs. And on the personal level, speaking to my females, the kids, the house, the marriage, right? Because coming from the South, if you ain't married with kids by a certain age, something's wrong with you. And I'll be the one to question, maybe I just chose to do something different that was best for me, and not based on what some man put in as a measurement back way before I was even thought about as a way of manipulation. Just saying. Just saying. And that, yes, I could have been married, and I could have had the kids, and I could have. All of those options were there. However, my measurement of success was to not be a single mother, whether I was married or not, because I know a lot of those. And it hurts my heart to see how miserable they really are. So success is subjective, but it's for you. And what is your definition without all the outside noise? And unlearning to relearn what best serves you, so that you can become the person you desire to be, as well as the person you are required to be, to become the CEO that you know you're destined to be. Whether you're doing that for somebody else's company, for your company, and or for your life, because you truly are the CEO of your life, or you should be, in order to truly make your dreams come true. Y'all, like, this lighting is killing me, but I digress. Anyway, that's it for this week. I want you to take inventory on what rules, cultural environment, like that you have accepted, which ones are no longer relevant, or what's the word, y'all, or serving you, which ones are no longer serving you. Take inventory. And then let's relearn what things need to be implemented. Are there different alternative ways out there that you can submit to in order to get you to your next? What do we need to relearn? Unlearn to relearn in order to get it to the next that is serving for us, not because of all the other shoulds, not because of predetermined rules that were provided to you once you entered this earth of working twice as hard. Da, 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 da. If that serves you, great. But is it really serving you? Truly be honest with yourself. Because I had to really unlearn to relearn, remove some shame, ego, and pride in order to be able to get to that next. Ask for the help and just literally, honestly be like, my brain isn't working, and I'm used to my brain working, and I know this is simple, and it shouldn't take me 2 hours to write an email, but it is. And can you help me? What ways do you do things that are different, right? This is how I came up with my planner, the Plan to Win Clarity Planner, because the other ones weren't serving me. And this whole blocking of time to do work and functioning between these hours was not serving me, because I'm a freight train. And once I'm going, I'm going. So stopping to then work on this next thing does not serve me. And I'm a night owl. And so working and getting up at the crack of dawn, yes, it feels good when I do, but to do things for me, not for work, because my brain isn't, it ain't there yet, y'all. And to really say that, yeah, corporate says you should work between 6 and 6. Somewhere in between those hours should be your hours. Does that serve you? Does that serve me? Like, we have to really unlearn to relearn and make rules and definitions for self so that you can become the person that you desire to become and who you require to become, so that you can be the CEO that you're destined to be and live the life and have the career of your dreams. That's it. That's all. That's your homework assignment. It's time to become, guys. It's time out for existing, and it's time to live. It is time to rewrite the rules for you and not live by some that were preconceived way before you were thought of. It's time to shake some stuff up. It's time to be disruptors and history makers and change the world for the better. It's time. And with that comes evolution of self, which is one of the hardest things ever to do. It's time to become. So if you're interested in truly becoming and being part of a cohort or tribe that supports one another in this transition and evolution of self, links in the bio, or you can just go to jatiajones.com/or/become. And join us in the becoming. This is a personal development mastermind, because once you develop personally, you can master professionally. So come and join us. You guys know I'm always my first client. I've tested this on self So I know the emotional, mental, and physical I don't even want to say strain. It can be, but like workout this is going to be. But on the other side, it's just like getting a personal trainer. You like the results. You love the results. But you got to put some work in to get those results. And it's not meant for us to do it alone, even though most times we do because of that pride and shame and ego. So when you're in a safe space with others who get it, who understand and are willing to support and be vulnerable and take their armor off because it is a safe space and support you in doing the same. The results are literally life-changing for you and for everyone connected to you. And I'm so excited about it. But yeah, that's it. That's all. It's time to unlearn, to relearn so that you can become the person you desire and the person you're required to be in order to be the CEO you're destined to be. So that's it. That's all for this week. Comment. Let me know your thoughts, your feedback, questions. And I hope to see you in the Becoming Mastermind so that we can literally, collectively change the world for a better place. I was about to start saying, for you and for me and the entire human race. Anyway, guys, have a great, great week. I'll see you same place, same time next week. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. I hope you found the incredible stories and insights shared to be helpful. Now, before you go, I want to take a moment to express my genuine gratitude to each and every one of you. Your commitment to aligning your passions, purpose, and profession is what makes this podcast community so special. If you resonated with any of today's episode, I encourage you to hit the subscribe button. By subscribing, you're not just joining a podcast, you're becoming a part of a movement that celebrates the brilliance of being multi-passionate. To amplify this movement, I need your help. Share this podcast with your friends, colleagues, and fellow multi-passionates. Let's create a ripple effect of empowerment and inspiration. Lastly, I'm eager to hear your thoughts. What stood out the most in today's episode? Drop a comment or share your takeaways on social media by using the hashtag Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. Your insights might just spark a connection or the clarity someone else needs. Remember, the power of multi-passionates lies in our collective journey, and by sharing our stories, not only do we inspire each other, but also break down barriers and redefine success on our own terms. Your support means the world. And together we're building a space where multi-passion meets purpose and dreams evolve into reality. Stay confident, stay courageous, and let's continue this transformative journey together. Until next time, keep thriving and becoming the world-changing multi-passionate CEO you were destined to be. If you're not a part of the community and desire to join us, click the link in the show notes or visit jatiajones.com/community.